Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785. Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Some weather changes on the way as a frontal system approaches the state. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today and tonight. Locally heavy downpours in spots. High today around 89, low tonight around 74. Then tomorrow, maybe a few leftover showers first half of the day before some drier air moves in behind the front in the afternoon. Cooler Wednesday night. Overnight low 67. Less humid for Thursday and Friday with sunshine and high temperatures in the lower 90s. It'll be a nice change for a couple of days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. It is election day in the city of Montgomery. Voters will cast their votes for a new mayor and city council. The polls open at 7 o'clock this morning and close at 7 o'clock tonight. Three juveniles are behind bars after authorities say they broke into and vandalized a Montgomery church over the weekend. Montgomery police say the suspects broke into the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church on Virginia Loop Road. This happened just after 12:30 Sunday morning. And five companies are expressing interest in building new prisons for the state of Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey announced Monday that five firms responded to a request for qualifications to build the three proposed prisons. Now, back in February, Ivey announced a plan to build three new large prisons to replace most existing facilities. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerites now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerites is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's election day in the capital city. If you hadn't voted yet, go. Don't let the rain steer you. I've gotten numerous reports from people who've been to polling locations already, and they said there's nothing to fear. It's easy. Get in and out. But don't forget, you got to go through two lines. Sometimes you got to go to two places, but I think most of them are nested into one location. But you got to go to two different lines. You got to go through the municipal election, vote for mayor and city council. Then you got to leave, not leave the building. Well, maybe leave the building, but you got to go to a different line and line back up to go to the House District 74 runoff election between Michael Fritz and Charlotte Meadows. I'm your humble host, Baron Coleman. I'm here with you. Dave out because he's doing some things. And Jack is actually out. Jack is actually out as well. So we're going to have a big time today. We're going to have a big time today. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Just the bottom two right there. Or just the bottom three, really. But I'll be here. I'll be here, and your calls will be welcome at the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. So if you want to chime in, let us know how your election experience was. We'll be happy to take that call. I'm telling you, I'm excited. Election Day is like the Super Bowl. Election Day is a day to celebrate being an American. Not every person in the world has the opportunity to go, you know,
I am the chosen one.
To go pick out a chosen one like that. Not everybody has that opportunity. I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to do something I don't normally do for one second. Because because it is Election Day, I want to give you a special reminder of why we do what we do. Why we do what we do up here. This is a very, very special country, an incredibly special country. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds. I'll give you about 30 seconds of realizing why we do what we do. Just sit tight. What it's about. We got the Donald, the God Emperor of the United States.
I am the chosen one.
All right. And he's not on the ballot in Montgomery. He's not on the ballot in House District 74. He's not on the ballot in the city council. He's not on the ballot in anywhere. He's not on the ballot anywhere. Not today. But it's a great reminder of what it means to be an American. It's a great reminder to believe, at least for now, to be reminded that we, at least for now, live in a free country. Do you realize there are people who don't want us to live in a free country? They're running for president of the United States. There are people who are eagerly backing people in the Democratic primary who do not want us to live in a free country. They don't want us to be able to select our leaders. They don't trust you to be able to make business decisions. They don't trust you to do those things. But for now, you have that opportunity. In Montgomery, in particular, for the mayor's election, I'm not worried about the city council elections very much. You know, I think Clay and Glenn will do a good job. I hope they win. CC, I like him personally. I hope he wins. But really, I mean, it doesn't really matter, I guess, that much to me. But the city of Montgomery's mayor does kind of matter. And I haven't weighed in on it much. I've kind of left that race alone for the most part. But it is election day, and if I don't speak out today, I'll lose that opportunity. So let me say a few things about this race. Stephen Reed is going to make the runoff. There's a 100% chance he makes the runoff today. 99.9% chance he makes the runoff. Stephen Reed, for those that don't know, who aren't from around here and don't understand why that would be shocking to some of us, Stephen Reed's father has single-handedly destroyed the AEA, Alabama State University, and the Democrat Party in this state. Single-handedly. Joe Reed is a racist man. He doesn't like white people. He doesn't want white people to have a say in the Democrat Party. He didn't want white people to have a say at the AEA or at ASU. He tolerated them because he had to. He didn't enjoy it. Stephen Reed may not live in the shadow of his father like I believe, but I don't think Montgomery can take that chance. I don't think Montgomery can take the chance to wake up in November and realize Joe Reed is sitting behind Todd Strange's former desk with his feet on it, truly the one governing this city. Because you do not want to live in a city governed by Joe Reed. You don't. You don't. The Alabama Democrat Party is so corrupt under Joe Reed, the National Democrats just struck some of the delegates from Alabama, and they will not let them participate in the 2020 presidential selection process. Because Joe Reed refuses to follow the rules. Because Joe Reed is afraid white people will take over the Alabama Democrat Party. And he doesn't want that. So terrified is he that he'd rather have a corrupt, ineffective, broken, non-legitimate, illegitimate, non-recognized party at the national level than relinquish his control. Now, do you think a guy like that is going to let his son run the city of Montgomery and not have an oversized say in what happens? I don't. And the reality is, I might be wrong on that, but I'm not willing to take that chance. I might be wrong on that, but I'm not willing to take that chance. Nevertheless, Stephen Reed's probably going to make the runoff on the back of the Reed name. Because there are enough people who like what Joe Reed has done. Probably not a lot of them listening to this program, but maybe some. So the question is, who makes the runoff with Joe Reed? Or Stephen Reed? But I repeat myself. Who makes the runoff with Joe / Stephen Reed? Who's going to be that number two that you're going to have a chance 6-8 weeks from now to be able to go in and vote again and try to determine who the next mayor of the city of Montgomery is? Will it be Stephen Reed or X? Who is candidate X? Somebody's going to get in that runoff. There are really only 5 legitimate other contenders. The rest of the people, everybody had fun with Bibby Simmons, but he's not a legitimate contender. He doesn't have a chance. There are really only 5 other people. Elton Dean, who has his own moral problems, who has his own corruption problems, who has his own ASU problems, frankly, who got removed from the board or resigned from the board because of self-dealing or alleged self-dealing. I don't consider him a viable option. Artur Davis, nice guy. His time has come and gone. That window is closed. He's been a Republican. He's been a Democrat. He's been a Republican. He's been a Democrat. He's been a liberal. He's been a conservative. He's been a liberal. He's been a conservative. I think that window's closed. Should have stayed in Congress in 2010. So you have Elton Dean and Artur Davis. I think they're out. You have General Kroll, who I understand, someone who lives in the neighborhood, tells me he still very much lives in Pike Road. He doesn't live in Montgomery at all. He rented an apartment for appearance sake, but he doesn't actually live there at all. That's what I call dishonesty. That's not the type of dishonesty that needs to be rewarded with the highest executive office in the city. And I like Ernestine Kroll, and I like Ed Kroll. I think they're nice people. But I think running on the back of, I live in Montgomery because I rented an apartment here 6 weeks ago, but you don't actually stay in the apartment. You still stay at your house out in Timberline, down Pike Road. I just think that's too much. It's too much. Would I vote for Ed Kroll if he lived in Montgomery? Probably not. Probably not. Just because I think there are other better people. He's got a distinguished career, and he's a nice guy and all that kind of stuff. A little stiff on camera. A little pre-programmed looking. But you understand the process that led people to Ed Kroll? They examined all the people running in Montgomery and said, nope, we got to go to Pike Road to find somebody who should be mayor of Montgomery. It's a little weird, I'll be honest with you. It's a little weird. So I take him out. And that leaves David Woods and J.C. Love. And I've got friends voting for David Woods, and I got friends voting for J.C. Love. I don't think David Woods can beat Stephen Reed in a runoff. I don't think the numbers support it. I don't think the polling supports it.
I think David Woods is an extremely nice guy, and I've only met him the one time, but he seemed very friendly, knowledgeable, competent. I think he would do a good job as mayor. I think you could vote for David Woods with a straight face and a proud heart and say, I did my job as a civic duty. But I don't think he can beat Stephen Reed. I think J.C. Love can. J.C. Love's a corporate lawyer at a silk stocking law firm. He's married to a physician, a doctor. They got beautiful children. Great family man. Lives inside the city limits of Montgomery. From Montgomery. Understands the issues facing Montgomery. I think it's beyond dispute. I don't even think it's close to disputed that he had the best performance in the WSFA debate. Now, a lot of people weren't watching for him, but if you go back and look at it, it's beyond dispute. He had the best performance. The guy is a good speaker. He's clear. He's concise. Nobody else on that stage was. And I like David Woods, but he wasn't clear. He wasn't concise. He wasn't well-spoken on that thing. He stumbled around his words. He stumbled around his sentences. He looked like he didn't quite know what he wanted to say at times. Nice guy. I think he'd be a great mayor. I don't think he could beat Stephen Reed. And that's, to me, what it comes down to. Who can beat Stephen Reed? Who can beat Stephen Reed? I think J.C. Love can. I don't think anybody else can. I think everybody else is fatally flawed. Everybody else who's running, I think, is fatally flawed. I could be wrong. We still live in a country where, guess what? We can disagree. You can go vote for your guy. I can't vote. I don't have a vote here, but I've got an interest. Got a highly rated, award-winning talk show here. I don't know. You go vote for your guy, I'll vote for my guy, and we'll shake hands and be friends and be neighbors, and may the best man win. There are going to be two people tonight at 7 o'clock when the polls close. Two people will head to the runoff, and one of those two people will be the next mayor of the city of Montgomery. So take this vote seriously and soberly. And go out there and vote. To me, it comes down to, do you want Stephen Reed to be mayor or not? If you do, vote for Stephen Reed. If not, I think J.C. Love is the obvious alternative. We'll be back.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Harrier 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Hey, Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today. Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
See trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. Blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself,
it's a great country, guys. It's a great country.
What a wonderful,
the greatest country in the history of mankind. It's flawed. It has its flaws. It's run by a deep state. It's got aggressive police. It's got sometimes a military that gets a little involved where maybe they shouldn't, but it's a great country. It's a great country. It gives you a great opportunity to raise a family, make a wonderful life for yourself, follow the God of your choosing, or no God at all. And as a Christian, you have to accept that. I know some other faiths don't. They don't want you to follow a God of your choosing or no God at all. They want you to follow their God or get the hell out. But that's not the way we work. Not the way we work. And it's a great country. We have great opportunities here. And, gosh, I get really emotional on election days. I just do. Working in campaign business for years, working around candidates, working around politics, I understand what it's like for these families in particular more than the candidates. I understand what it's like for the wives and the children. They've seen their let me do this. I don't want to get too far afield. I'm having an emotional day. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Guys, if you have a daily driver or a classic car or an 18-wheeler or a business vehicle, you understand the importance of that vehicle being ready to be on the road on a daily basis. You can't be down with bald tires. You can't be down with brakes that don't work. You can't be down with an engine that's making a noise and you feel like it's unsafe. You have to find somebody you trust to take care of that vehicle. Keep it on the road. You got to be able to get back and forth to work. You got to be able to get your kids to school or to gymnastics or to ballet or to soccer or to baseball. You got to be able to get those work crews to the right yard so they can cut the yard. Or you got to be able to get them to the right house so they can put the bricks on the house. Or you got to be able to get them to the right house so they can put the plumbing in the house. And you need somebody who can maintain those vehicles. And that's why I'm telling you about Jenkins Tire and Auto. They've done this. This is what they do. Daily drivers or business fleets, it doesn't matter. Jenkins Tire and Auto, downtown, one block off of Madison, corner of Perry and Jefferson. Get by there. Make it a part of your life. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Look it up. Find them on the web. Look them up. Contact them. Get down there. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Let them maintain your daily driver or your work fleet. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Tell them I said hey while you're in there. Election days make me emotional. I think back to, I've been involved in dozens of elections, maybe 100 or more elections.
And I think back, not necessarily the candidates, but to the families, to the communities, to the volunteers, to the people that put their blood, sweat, and tears into an election. It's awfully easy to get caught up in sort of the daily grind of your life. It really is. To get caught up in the daily grind of your life and just say, you know what? I don't have time to go vote. Barron, it's raining. I don't get off work till 6, and I'm going to be hungry, and I got to get home, and polls close at 7. I don't want to go wait in the line in the rain. It's dark. It's going to be, you know, there's crime, and there's gunshots in my neighborhood, and the sun is already set by that, or has it already set? Is it going to be dark by 6? No, it's not. It's dark by 7 these days. So you got daylight still, so you got that objection overcome. And I hate to be one of those people that are like, men fought and died on the shores of Europe for your... But you know what? Kinda. Not every country has this right. You can't go down to Cuba and vote. Not in a fair election. Not a free and fair election. You can't go to North Korea and vote. You can't go to China and vote. You can't go to Iran and vote. You can't go to Saudi Arabia and vote. There are a lot of countries with a lot of people. I mean, billions of people combined that do not have the right to go elect their leaders, national, municipal, state, or otherwise. They don't have that right. And you may not have the ability to look through all of the candidates. Find somebody you trust, whether it's your humble talk show host, whether it's your next door neighbor, whether it's your preacher. Find somebody you trust and say, I want to take this civic duty seriously. I want to have a say in who my leader is. Do you have any idea? Now, I'm not saying just blindly follow somebody, but at least give you somewhere to anchor and adjust from. You know, if I recommend a candidate and you trust what I say and you look up that candidate and you say, yeah, this is somebody I can live with. This is somebody that I could live with representing my city. Then do it. If not, if you look at it and say, I don't trust anything you say, Barron. I know there's some of you that listen that hate me. That's fine. Whatever. Trust me. I get your emails. I get your text messages. I get your Facebook messages. We get your letters to the station. I promise. I know some of you hate me. I don't see how. I'm such a damn nice guy. But I know it happens. But find somebody you trust. Find somebody you like. You have an opportunity today. If you live in the city limits of Montgomery, you have an opportunity to choose which two people are going to go to the runoff and potentially represent this city. Understand Stephen Reed is almost guaranteed to be in the runoff. You get to choose who gets into be in the runoff with Stephen Reed. Who can beat Stephen Reed in a runoff if you don't want Stephen Reed to win? You get that opportunity today. The opportunity is yours. It's put on a silver plate in front of you. You have that choice. You can, because it's a free country, you can stay home. You can take a long lunch instead of running to your polling place and voting. You can just go straight home after work and make that, you know, pickled chicken dinner you've been wanting to make for weeks. Or you can take 15 minutes out of your life, run by your polling place. Keep in mind, the people at those polling places largely are volunteers or paid next to nothing. And they're trying to do their job. They're just trying to make sure the right people are voting and the wrong people aren't voting. Make sure you're on the list. You're at the right place. Make sure you're registered. Your name's there. Make sure your ID checks out with your name. But I get a little emotional on Election Day because I think of the candidates. I think of the candidates' spouses and wives and husbands. I think of the volunteers who believe in these folks and really, really push for these people to get over the top. And I know what it's like on Election Day about 4 or 5 o'clock. Polls close at 7. After about 4 or 5 o'clock, there's really nothing you could do at 9:30 in the morning. But by 4 or 5 o'clock, there's truly, really nothing you can do. The final key has been turned. The final button has been pushed. There's nothing else you can possibly do at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But you don't start getting results back for 2 or 3 hours. And I've seen a lot of candidates start to break down about that time. A lot of wives and husbands of candidates start to break down about that time. Because they put so much on the line. They put their money. They put their name. They put their reputation. Some of these campaigns get nasty. Some of these campaigns, they talk bad about your family, about your life, about your job, about what you do. Some of these campaigns sling mud in a way that this campaign's been pretty clean, I think. Runoff may not be clean, but this campaign's been pretty clean. But even still, I mean, you know, like when you buy a lottery ticket, you start spending all the money in your head.
you know you're not going to win. You know it's like a 1 in 400 billion chance you're going to win. But you instantly go, what would I do with $600 million? Well, I'd finish that church gym at our church. That cost $1 million. I got $599 million left. What would I do with the other $599 million? I gave $1 million to each of my parents. I got $597 million left. Now my sister might as well get $1 million. $596. I'm going to give everyone I know $50,000 and say, if you take this $50,000, don't you ever ask me for money again. Otherwise, you don't have to take the $50,000. And you can come to me with your harebrained idea for you should invest in this business, you should invest in that business. Let's go. Let's buy a recycling plant. Let's do a water park off of West Montgomery. You know, you can do your harebrained ideas. But you spend the money in your head, and a lot of these candidates start they start implementing their ideas, and they see the city doing well, and they, here are going to be my priorities. Here's what I'm going to do. And I'm telling you, it's tough on these candidates, those last few hours in particular. If you know any of these people running, today about 4 or 5 o'clock, send them a text. Let them know you're thinking about them, praying for them. Let them know how proud of them you are. Because that is a dark, dark 2 or 3 hours on election day before the results start coming in. Don't wait until they win or lose. If they lose, they're going to get all these people saying they're sorry. Get them next time. If they win, they're going to have all these congratulations and all these new friends that they didn't have before. 4 or 5 o'clock, send them a text. If you know any of these people running, 4 or 5 o'clock, send them a text. Say, I appreciate your friendship. I'm proud of how you ran this race. Best of luck to you. It'll mean more to them than it will after they win or lose. 34 after. Feels good.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a frontal system on the way, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms from time to time today and tonight. Locally heavy downpours in spots High today, 89. Tonight's low, 74. Tomorrow, the risk of leftover showers will mainly be the first half of the day. Drier air overspreads the area later on. Cooler Wednesday night. Low, 67. That's going to be nice. Less humid for Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 90s and plenty of sunshine. Showers return for the Labor Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 38 minutes after 9.
Wonder this time where she's gone.
My man Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group wants to talk to you about your real estate needs. Might be more real estate needs than you think if Stephen Reed wins. Might be a lot more houses for sale than we thought there would be. I think if you get the right guy in the runoff, he won't win. But that's it's neither here nor there. Bo doesn't care who's the mayor. Bo just wants to sell real estate, buy real estate, manage real estate, help get you licensed to be a real estate agent. That's what Bo Goodson does. And all you got to do is call him, man. 551-0225. Check him out online, thegoodsongroup.com. Thegoodsongroup.com. If you go to that website, thegoodsongroup.com, if you go to that website, you can check out everything there is to know. You find information about buying real estate, selling real estate, how he can manage your investment properties. You know, you have rental properties, he can manage those. Or how to get licensed as a real estate agent, either online or in person, in the in-person classes. Got the best class in town, has had the best class in town for close to 40 years. So give him a call. Bo Goodson, 551-0225, 551-0225. Baron Coleman, your humble host, in. Dave Mowry out. Jack Campbell out. It's a rainy election day here in Montgomery. Get out and vote. Red Top.
I'm on my way to vote right now.
Good.
And by the way, there's a major power outage in Street and Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway. No power anywhere around there.
And Street and Atlanta Highway?
And Street and Atlanta Highway, the McDonald's, all that. In fact, I'm down to Lower Tumka Road, so the lights are flashing here, so we had something happen around. And so I hope they have power at my polling place. We'll see. If not, I'll come back later. Believe it or not, I just got on National Public Radio again.
Really?
This is my third time, and I can't believe they're letting me on this thing again. Mike, they were talking about the G7 summit, if you don't mind changing subjects for a minute.
I do, because I got people on hold.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe we'll talk about this another time.
Who are you voting for?
I like Arthur Davis. I know he says time's dead and gone, and I usually vote for the loser. So I guess my sympathy's for him, but I think he seems to have a good level-headed perspective on things. So, and, you know, just nobody else is really impressive. And so we'll see. I hope he gets in the runoff. I'm not real happy about Stephen Reed either. That's kind of a legacy family we've got to deal with and hopefully get rid of someday. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So I'll tell you guys later, I guess, about NP, National Public Radio, but I got a good shot in from Montgomery, Alabama for the third time this year.
Well, good. Good to hear.
I bet. Appreciate 20 million Red people heard me. Thank you.
There ain't no damn 20 million people listening to National Public Radio, Red Top. I hate to bother you. I hate to be the one to tell you. I hate to be the one to tell you. Randall.
Hey. Well, since you brought up Archer a bit, I got to say, that what hurts me about him is not only did he swap Democrat-Republican, but when he ran against Todd, he was all for a city school system. And now, all of a sudden, I asked him, and now he's not for a city school system. He's just for talking to who's there and going along to get along. And it's going to have to take a drastic change in Montgomery. Ain't no little pity patty steps gonna take it, and I hope nobody just writes. I mean, I love Jack Campbell, and trust me, I would love for 100 people to write Jack Campbell in, but I think this is too important for people to be just writing their names and If you got to vote, please use it wisely. And if Montgomery passes on Love, they really you know, making a, I ain't saying a big mistake, but passing on a great opportunity to have a forward-thinking, you know, younger gentleman in there that can kind of straddle both sides and do more connecting than the word read can drive apart. So I just, if Love don't get it, I will be really, everybody's going to be disappointed, and every area is going to feel it, I believe. So I just, you got to come in swinging, and right now, Archie ain't swinging, Mr. Red. Please don't waste your vote. I want everybody's vote to count, man. And the way Baroness explained it, if it runs up, like you say, and Channel 20 is in there, I mean, he ain't what Montgomery needs. That is not the right man to put in there. And I don't know much about Reed, but, man, just what you read, you hope a father's history with a father or son, but, you know, sometimes it does. And if you don't stand up and denounce that, you know what I mean, whatever's so bad, then, you know what I mean, it's going to continue to haunt and follow you. So I just, Montgomery, stand up, and I'll put Love, and I'm telling you, we got a chance, man, to make this place great. And he could bring in people, bring in businesses. He got a hell of a team, too. But
Randall, I appreciate it. That sounds like a wholehearted, full-throated endorsement there.
All right, but we'll see.
Thank you. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Robert?
Hey, I love Randall too, but Randall, let me explain to you about the school system. You're only going to be swapping daycare from county to Montgomery. Until you get discipline in school and get some learning environment, safe environment, don't care what department runs it, it's still going to be the same old warm Nova soup. Until you straighten these students out and these parents, get these parents on board and make them responsible for their kids, no matter if the county has them, no matter if the city has them, it's going to be the same old problem. And then, matter of fact, if the city do get it, the three schools in the county are going to end up being the best schools because you got people in the country that still know how to raise their children. Thank you.
Robert, appreciate it. That was pretty succinct. Oh, man, we got calls galore. Who's this? Election Day brings out everybody.
It's Ray.
Ray?
Yes, sir.
You are on the air, sir.
On the air right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was calling about the mayor's race, and I, in the past week, has looked at all of them's website. Don't do Facebook, so I didn't see much on Elton Dean. But as far as the vision of Montgomery, I was most impressed with Artur Davis and J.C. Love and the General and David. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, and I don't know, but I'm looking forward to maybe the city going in a different direction with new leadership.
Well, I sure appreciate it. Thanks. Our number 272-92, did you say Rob?
No, this is Ron.
Oh, Ron, you're on the air, Ron.
Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Coleman, for, I guess I could say your endorsement last night.
Oh, Ron Sanders.
Three, yes.
Yeah, Ron, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm really enthusiastic about today and what, you know, the potential for District 3 is.
Where is District 3 for those sitting at home?
District 3 includes Alabama State all the way up to Sheridan Heights.
Okay.
It includes Federal Drive all the way back over to Maxwell, actually, with all points in between.
Okay.
Considering downtown and everything, which I call Center City.
Gotcha.
But, that's primarily the area that it covers.
Okay.
And listen, we out here working and we're just praying and hoping that the weather would be good to us, holding off like it is now. And just encourage everyone to just go vote and just stand up for your rights.
Well, Ron Sanders, I did recommend people, if they don't know who they're voting for in that area,
I surely appreciate it. I needed it, you know, and when you're going through things of light just at the tunnel, that really makes you more motivated and to go. I love District 3, I love Montgomery, and I want to just be a part of the cycle to help to come back around together and just continue to strive.
Well, we sure appreciate it, Ron Sanders. Good luck today in District 3, and if people are out there, you know, I've given you, I don't want to say my endorsement, but, my preference in that district for sure. I think you do a good job.
Thanks very much, and we'll be looking forward to meeting with you in the future.
Yeah, that sounds good. Ron Sanders from candidate for District 3 there, running against, I think, Tracy Larkin. Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything personal against Tracy Larkin. She's been there a long time, and I'm not seeing anything normal transpire, like good transpire out of that area, whatever. Bath Innovation General Contractors, ladies and gentlemen, the type of general contractors who take everything all the way down to the studs. They inspect for insect damage, water damage. These are the general contractors you want on the job. This is not your cousin's friend's uncle. This is not somebody's brother-in-law who, oh, I got no guy who lays tile. These are general contractors who know what the hell they're doing. They're really, really good at what they do. Bath Innovations, they get in and get out. Particularly if you get the acrylic, they come in. The acrylic procedure is amazing. Go by their showroom on East Boulevard and look at the acrylic. Go by the showroom and look at it. You'll be totally stunned and amazed. But when you go by there, you'll see that, I mean, to begin with, it looks luxurious, lush almost. It's an amazing, amazing product. But they'll explain to you how they come out and measure one day, and they come back like a week or two later and put it in. It takes like a day, maybe 2 days at most. They just tear all that stuff out, get rid of it, put it in, put your bathroom back together. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, fresh and breezy. It's nice in there. You can have a great bathroom with Bath Innovations. BathInnovations.com on the East Boulevard, across the East Boulevard from Home Depot, or 271-2723. 48 minutes after 9 o'clock, 12 minutes left in this hour. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228, wide open. It's election day in Montgomery. Take it seriously. It seems like people are.
Let me try with pleasure hands to take you in the sun.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today. Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
right, guys. 8 minutes left till the top of the hour. About 2 hours and 8 minutes till the Dan Morris show. And what is that? 9 hours and 8 minutes until polls close in the city of Montgomery. We'll find out who the two finalists are in the runoff for mayor of the great city of Montgomery. I suppose it is theoretically possible somebody could get to 50% plus one. I don't see it as likely. I think we'll enter a runoff. The city council races should be fun. Heard from Ron Sanders during the last segment, a candidate for City Council District 3. Obviously, it's election day. Candidates welcome to call in if they want to make a pitch to the voters. I'll give you about 60 seconds. I'm not going to give you 10 minutes. But I'll give you 60 or 90 seconds until you bore me. It'd be better to just make your point and make it brief than get that. But I'd be happy to listen. Be happy to listen if you want to call in. Like Ron Sanders. He just said, hey, man, appreciate your support. Doing my best out here, trying to get people to vote for Ron Sanders. House in City Council District 3. All right, let's do this. I'm going to take some phone calls. Red Top has ballot numbers. Not my favorite use of the radio airwaves, but I don't hate it. Go ahead.
Well, Highland Gardens box 29 and 39.
29 and 39.
That's it. And there's a gentleman standing out front. I guess it's Brantley Lyons.
Yeah. Is that your city councilman?
I guess not.
Who did you vote for? Which district did you vote in?
Well, let me talk.
Well,
I got in there, and there's only a ballot for mayor. There's no ballot for city councilman over here in Highland Garden. He's standing out here telling me to vote for him, and I go in, they say, there's no... I only got a mayor's page. I got no city council page. I don't know how to explain that.
That's weird.
And he's standing right out front of the polling place giving cards out.
Well, Charlie Jenright is the only person running unopposed. I don't think his ballot runs his district runs to Highland Gardens, does it?
It must not, no. So, this guy's standing out there advertising for himself at a place that has no ballot for him.
I want to get to the bottom of this more than the 39 and the 29.
I do too. I'm confused. And everybody there.
I'm opening the map now. I'm looking at it here. You absolutely should have had a person. I'm not sure exactly where you are, but City Council 9, the only one that is unopposed, does not go west of the bypass. So anything inside the bypass should absolutely have a runoff. Have a city council selection.
Well, there's no ballot for city council at the Highland Guards voting.
You had mayor and that's it. And there was no second box
it.
Next to it. Do you remember the R number? Do you remember the number of your ballot? Did they give you a number?
No. If I'd have known not to remember it, I would have. But
it looks like Highland Gardens should be in 3. That should have been Ron Sanders. Are you west of Ann Street or east of Ann Street?
I am, almost due north. But see, I'm west of Fairground Road of the Coliseum.
Okay. You're in 2. That's Brantley Lyons. He should have been on there.
There is no ballot at all for city council at that voting station. This is bizarre.
Well, that's chaos. Somebody ought to get in there. Brantley Lyons should go in there and ask to look at the ballot.
Well, he looked very surprised. I asked 3 times, and I came out and had a talk with him. I said, you're standing here for nothing, man. They ain't got a damn ballot in there for you. And he didn't know what the hell was going on. Apparently, nobody does.
Well, but here's the thing. That's probably Brantley Lyons' stronger area of that entire district. Because by the time you get up north of the boulevard into, I guess, what would that be, Boylston up there?
Yeah.
That's probably not Brantley Lyons' stronghold up there. So if Brantley Lyons is missing votes in 2A and he's on the ballot, he's not on the ballot in 2A, he can't win.
Yeah.
If he's not on the ballot in 2A and 2B, he's toast.
That's where I am, 2A?
Yeah, I think so. That's west of Federal Drive.
Well, it's Johnson School is Highland Gardens Elementary is where I vote.
Okay, Highland Garden Community Center is 2A. Why are these all wrong? Did they move these all around or something for this election?
I don't know.
Is Stephen Reed playing games with this election?
And there's a bunch of folks inside. I asked everybody sitting at the tables, and they just said, no, ain't nothing but mayors. And so I just thought I'd report that. Maybe the Secretary of State ought to hear about that.
Yeah, I think someone ought to, maybe during the break I'll get in touch with John Merrill's office, because that is and
yeah, because I would go back if they had one for
you. Well,
him.
You might, but the other 70 people who voted might not.
No, they're not. So that's good information, and I hope everybody gets out and vote. Come on, folks, get off your butt. It's so damn easy. So ain't nobody at these places. So do it.
Well,
see you later, man.
Appreciate it. I mean, if I'm Brantley Lyons, I got to ask, why am I not on the ballot? The only uncontested city council race is 9. 9 is Charlie Jenright. It does not go west of the bypass. It stays outside the bypass the entire way. So every single precinct inside the bypass should have a city council race on it. Who's this? You're on the air.
Don.
Did you vote? Do you vote in Montgomery?
Yeah, I haven't voted yet, but... like I tried to tell you yesterday, changed all these voting places around.
They did, because I'm looking right here. 2A should have been voting at Highland Gardens Community Center, and he's saying they voted at some elementary school.
I used to vote at Shakespeare, and now I'm supposed to go to the Y.
Yeah, I know one person told me they were at Frazier, and now they got to go out to Arrowhead. And it looks to me like you can't vote for, if you're in that district, if you're out in 9, you can't vote for mayor and House District 74 in the same place. You got to go to two different places.
Yeah, I don't know if it's part of the plan or what, but it just seemed like it was, I don't know why the necessity to change all these places were.
Well, part of it could be certain people who control the probate office may not want everybody voting with ease.
It's just me, but it seems like you call on God too. You hear more people calling on God and praying when they're losing their butt at the casino or when they're running for politics.
Yeah, it's about right.
But on these politics, there ain't nobody that's made me enthusiastic to get up and go vote today. And that really hurts me, because I'm pretty politically minded, but I just don't even know why I want to go today.
Yeah. Well,
but thanks for your time.
Don, I appreciate it. I sure appreciate it. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. 10 o'clock. Going to take a little break. If you're on hold, sit tight. I want to get to the bottom of this Brantley Lyons issue. If Brantley Lyons wants to call in and let us know what he has discovered, please do. Please do. I'm insanely curious.